What you know about it? No, 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 I can't live without it. Purpose that he gave me, yes sir, I'm so about it. I receive with it, and it's power, yeah, I got it. Shots calling to the fullest, yeah, yeah, that's authority. Got the keys on my right, yeah, yeah, that's authority. You ain't moving in authority, then what you want? You ain't moving in authority, then what you want?
I got authority, I got seniority, so the guy's the minority. Back in the trap, trying to get souls, face is bigger than rap. I shoot my shot, walking dominion, I ain't got time to crap. Clear vision, seen in the kitchen when I was burning vision. I'm at a crossroads of my life, trying to tap into Christ. That's the anointing, we got an appointment, eradicate the curse. The earth and on us, what you gonna do with it? I'm in the guy class, I speak through and they move and the fellas they move. Do what the fellas they do. You wanna live like the Jews, too many laws, too many rules. I wanna live like Jesus, Holy Spirit is my thesis. Reaching people, changing lives, one soul at a time. I got a message, he gave a blessing, it's a lifelong lesson. How to deal with situations, a lot of focus and patience. My sins forgiven, so my conscience clear. I speak, they listen, that's angels on mission. They respond to the word, from a born again end.
Hey, what you know about it? No, I can't live without it. Purpose that he gave me, yes sir, I'm so about it. I receive with it, and it's power, yeah, I got it. Shot collar to the fullest, yeah, yeah, that's authority. Got the keys on my right, yeah, yeah, that's authority. You ain't moving in authority, then what you want? You ain't moving in authority, then what you want?
I'm fucked up with that drip line. Come in contact with faith, rise. Get to the spirit here in operation. About to shut down operation. Don't get my time of day, I got authority. Been in the trap trying to get them saved. Been in the church trying to teach them faith. Can't pray for something he already gave. I got authority. Banging the kingdom, taking flicks, throwing K's up. I gotta get it like he lived it for my days up. Haters hit my pages, think it ain't working for them. Let's party on form. Gotta believe in your heart, gotta speak in your mouth. Strength in the blood's house. Now I'm running with G's, distributing these keys. I keep throwing these seeds. I'ma keep breathing this life, eating the fruit of my lips. I take control of my life.
Hey, what you know about it? No, I can't live without it. Purpose that he gave me, yes sir, I'm so about it. I receive with it, and it's power, yeah, I got it. Shot caller to the fullest, yeah, yeah, that's authority. Got the keys on my right, yeah, yeah, that's authority. You ain't moving in authority, then what you want?
Hold on. Shout out to the king of supporters.
Salute.
When it comes to the trade of Christian music, here's the big exporter.
Oh, yeah.
And he knocking down Satan tariffs.
Tariffs.
Negotiate with tariffs.
Tariffs.
Only your county or parish.
Here's
the Christian music sheriff.
Exclusive it.
Name a song, guaranteed he played it.
Yep.
Trimster. Nobody say lituation, tell KS said it.
Big facts.
God covers us well, so it ain't hard to tell who we reppin'.
Oh, God.
And KS the radio show, hosted by KS,
who?
The legend. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, you guys, it's your boy, it's your man KS, and this is the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. And today is Friday, April 30th, 2021. Yes, it's 8 o'clock, which can only mean one thing. It's time for the KS Radio Show. And my guest tonight is none other than a good friend, a new friend of mine, named Tone Butter. And he recently jumped in my inbox sometime last year, and we set up the interview, and here we are tonight on April 30th. And I'm really glad to see the month of April come to an end, and hopefully that the month of May will be bigger and better things for the KS Radio Show. But the month of April has been something phenomenal. Let's just say that. April, we invited a bunch of guests on, of course, as you know, on Candid Combos, as well as on the KS Radio Show. We played a bunch of music. We had a new sponsor. So it's been a great month for the KS Radio Network. And Jesse, a.k.a. J. Jerb, is still taking over the Saturdays and the Monday spots. And also, Martyr the Greatest and his church are doing a rethink series. So now they're advertising and using my business page to go live with 31 topics in 30 days with 38 speakers. It's been something phenomenal to just see and watch the growth every day, that I could chime in and watch the different topics that they talk about, refocusing on family, rethinking on entrepreneurship, and so forth. But before we get Tone Butter in queue, we are going to open up with prayer. So first and foremost, Lord, we want to say thank you for this time of fellowship. Thanks for this opportunity to bring us together, to bridge the gap, oh Lord, for your glory. Lord, if there's anything that we have done on today, yesterday, the day before, even the year before, anything that we have done that we haven't repented for, Lord, we ask for forgiveness even right now for anything that we have done outside of your will this year, last year, or what we will do in the future. So, Lord, we know that your grace and your mercy has risen us out of our beds, has given us another chance in life. And, Lord, we want to say thank you because there's no other God higher or greater than you, because you sit high, Lord, and you look low. And you love us in spite of each and every mistake that we have made or that we will make. And, Lord, I just pray on tonight that whatever is said, whatever music we play, may it touch the listener's heart, may it register with their mind, and may it just display your love and faithfulness from each and every artist to each and every ear. And Lord, just let your will be done on tonight. Lord, I pray for my brother, Tone Butter. I pray that you would just expand his ministry, continue to pour into him, and even reveal to him the things that you want him to see and the things that you want him to correct. So, Lord, just be with him on tonight. Be with him forever and his family. Be with him as an individual and even as a man. And strengthen him on this journey. Your spirit. Pour out your spirit, like you say in your word, that you will pour out your spirit on all flesh. So, Lord, we pray you on tonight that you would just pour your spirit on Tone Butter, on his ministry, on his family, on his current situation, whatever it may be, God. And Lord, just have your way. Have your way in this place. Have your way on this platform. Have your way through the music and even through the testimonies and through the phone lines even right now, God, and the airwaves. Holy Spirit, just have your way. And Lord, we just decrease even right now. We step out of your way. We move our agendas out of the way so your will be done, so your glory will be revealed and shown and be put on full display on tonight. And Lord, just let your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, we are waiting on Tone Butter to call in. We do have a sponsor on tonight, of course, as you guys know, ShalomChic.com, which is an online fashion boutique for women with affordable prices. And with May coming up, I'm sure there are birthdays coming up. I'm sure there are anniversaries coming up for the married people out there. And you guys want to get something special for that special lady in your life at an affordable price? Well, head on over to ShalomChic.com. Click the links in the description. And here's the plug. Every order comes with free shipping. So do yourself a favor. Don't do yourself a disservice and shop today. You guys, I am going to kick the show off with none other than a good friend of mine, Jillian Ellis. She's like the Beyonce of Cincinnati. And this song is called I Found Freedom. And we all know that where Jesus is, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom and liberty. So we all have been exes of something, whether ex-gangbanger or ex-model or ex-person looking for attention or whatever the case may be, we are all an ex of something. So it's only through Christ that we have found the freedom and we have broken those chains off our lives and been dispelled from those old habits. So here's Jillian Ellis with I Found Freedom. Check it out.
Freedom, I found freedom. freedom. I found freedom. I found freedom. I found freedom.
KS Radio Show, hosted by Alicio, a.k.a. KS. You got a new hot record you can't get on the airwaves? Well, they take music submissions over here at AlicioTorres1989@yahoo.com.
Say what?
Alicio started the KS Radio Show in January 2016, and it is recorded live every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time through www.blogtalkradio.com. Not only is the KS Radio Show the home of the most exclusive music and interviews, you can also give a birthday shout-out to your homies.
Happy birthday!
Follow on Instagram and Twitter at KS Radio Show, or contact Alicio directly. His phone number is 513-370-4968. Alicio is down to interview anybody with a testimony, so get with it or get lost, get right or get left. Yeah.
F-R-I-E-N-D-S, miss me with them indirect. Boxes on the internet, I pass, don't ever intercept. How you in the clip, but you don't know me at all. All your shots get intercepted, so don't throw me the ball.
She's a young beauty queen on a mission. She's been called by her God for a purpose. It's supernatural. Nothing out of this world. Out of this world.
Are you looking for impeccable styles and the latest trends in fashion and couture? Then look no further than ShalomChic.com. Hi, this is Glory Shalom, and I want to personally invite you to ShalomChic.com. ShalomChic.com is an online fashion boutique for women. We specialize in carrying the latest trends in fashion and couture, all at an affordable price. ShalomChic offers a variety of styles for the fashionista in you. Yes, visit us today at ShalomChic.com and let us get you dressed to impress. See you there.
Hey, this is Ariana Marie, and you are listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, we are back. This is the KS Radio Show. We are currently still waiting on Tone Butter to call in, but hopefully you guys enjoyed that Jillian Ellis track titled I Found Freedom. And if you are not familiar with Jillian, she is out of the Cincinnati area. And I want to say in April, Cross Worship, Jillian Ellis and DeMarcus Howard, they are part of Cross Worship, and they released a video and a song called Same God. And I want to say I played it at least two or three times in April, and it has over like 100-some thousand views, something crazy. And a couple Mondays ago, it was also featured on BET Gospel. I don't know if that's something new that BET is doing now, but today also KB's masterpiece. The song that he dedicated to his daughter was also featured on BET Gospel today at 12 o'clock this afternoon. So if you guys don't know what BET Gospel is, or if you do, please let me know because I have not done my research. Maybe it's something that we could talk about and you know, get a little more in-depth about on Candy Convos, which is on Tuesday nights as well. But I'm glad that they are promoting and helping the independent artists, you know, be seen by another set of audiences, another set of eyes, because that's what the songs are for, different people. And I know BET is a great platform, is a huge black-owned company, and we just appreciate them for taking the time to, you know, display and play and show and view the different independent artists, and especially Jillian Ellis and DeMarcus Howard, Cross Worship. If you guys are not familiar with Cross Worship, they are a Cincinnati-based group of friends is what I like to call them. They're not an organization, but they're just a group of different worship leaders, organ players, people that play the guitar, and, of course, Jillian Ellis and DeMarcus, they are singers, and they got people from different parts of Ohio, and they all come together with one name, Cross Worship, and that's to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And they've been around since 2014, I believe, I remember the first Crossword show, but I never forget it. And my homie, Troy Colbert, is he's kind of like the founder, the CEO of it. And I love what they're doing. I'm not sure who their marketing team is, but to be on BET Gospel, that's a big deal, in my opinion. But I do have another song by Jillian. I got some music from Young Marlo, who's also from Cincinnati. We have three songs in queue from Tone Butter, and one of them was actually just released on SoundCloud and Spotify 2 days ago, and it's called Get Your Soul Saved. And I love what he did with the track, and hopefully he calls in and tells us the inspiration behind the song as well. And, yeah, if he doesn't call in, we are just going to rock out with the music. I have a lot of music on tonight, music from RL Music, the homie Reborn. We shot his video last year. And you guys, just, you know, just keep it locked. We do have the birthday shout-outs, and I have some personal shout-outs that I want to give as well on tonight. We did kick the show off with Courtney Adrian, something new from his Faith Pack, titled Authority, featuring Blue Giraffe Kid, which I believe is the producer on his EP. And it's also featuring the homie Salt of the Earth. But you guys, if you didn't hear, you can download that Courtney Adrian EP titled Faith Pack on his website. And you can stream it on Spotify right now. But you guys, we are going to get into some more music since we started the show off with something slow and very uplifting. We are going to continue on with Jillian Ellis because she's I was so hyped to get her music after 4 years of ministry. I have her physical CD, but I've never been able to get a hold of the MP3. She's been a minister at my church two or three times. A lot of people don't know this, but I do host and I do organize the talent for the Back to School Carnival that we do here in Cincinnati every first Saturday in August. And I'm just blessed to be in that position. But, yeah, Jillian Ellis, she has come to my church once or twice, ministered to on Youth Sunday, as well as the Back to School Carnival. But this song is called Promise to Follow. And once Jesus sets you free and you can claim your freedom in Christ, you have to also promise to follow him because he knows best. And when you follow Christ, you're automatically guaranteed to know what God's perfect will is for your life and those around you. So you have to be dedicated to the call, and you have to promise to follow his directions. And whatever it is he instructs you to do, you have to do it so you can stay and so you can know what God's perfect will is. But here is Promise to Follow by Jillian Ellis featuring the homie K-Star. Check it out.
Big plans, big dreams and options. Ain't wasting time on the nonsense. This year I'm putting my all in. Flying high with you in the cockpit. Not looking down, not looking back there. Got my head in the clouds, I got that fresh air. So point me in the right direction. Cover me and give me your protection. Looking for answers high and low. Went through the valley to tomorrow.
I'm not afraid of where you lead. Follow the cloud of your love. don't follow around here. It's like monkey see, monkey do. Mother May hour. Red light, green light. Duck, duck, goose or something. Miraculous provision, imagine my position. Baffled by his goodness, so I passionately witness the vastness of his riches, relax me in the misses. Looking back in the past, lack only lasted a minute. I'm gonna be brass so you can capture the picture. I was a hustler, scrapping to get my chips up. No integrity, I left them customers mixed up. Lies told, bold face, love the cash that I fixed up. K-Star, Braveheart, new man, Wayne Knight, Fastlane, God came, hands up, break lights, Christian, no bail, Bruce Wayne, late nights, sky break, I break, no plane, late flight, laid back, but I'm fly. But you ain't feeling my jet lag. Jet packs and the fresh rags, now they checking my neck tag. Competition, I got him. Stretch back, head smack, my sim and back up. Same pilot, them jet tags.
Get across the road, look on my way. Where do I go?
Follow your passion first. When I retired from the game, you know, I sat there asking kind of all the wrong questions. You know, what's the biggest industry I can get into? And it's all the wrong stuff. And you got to sit there and ask yourself, okay, what am I truly passionate about? What do I enjoy doing? And when you feel that way, honestly, you feel like you have never worked a day in your life. It's the most fun thing in the world. You get up in the morning excited about what you're doing. And you got to be really honest with yourself about it. If you wake up in the morning and you're dreading going to work, dude, do something else. Right. Do something else. And those are hard decisions to make. But when you make those decisions, it's a very liberating experience. And you find out that the rewards will come.
I think the best way to prove your value is to work, is to learn, is to absorb, to be a sponge. But you always want to outwork your potential. As hard as you believe you can work harder than that. And that's what I tried to do when I first came in the league. But, you know, basketball is such a direct competition sport. And me coming in at 17, I hated when, like, my teammates would say, you know, I get hit with an elbow, right? Shaq would hit me with an elbow in practice. And, like, you know, you know, Nick Van Exel would come up and say, are you okay? I'm like, what? Am I, are you okay? What the hell is wrong with you? You know, so like I always had that extra chip on my shoulder. So like every day in practice for me was really trying to annihilate everybody that I was playing against. So I wanted to prove you don't need to babysit me. Like I'm fine, you know. And so it's always that competitive nature, the work ethic, and curiosity. Because I asked a lot of questions. When playing with Byron Scott, I asked him a lot of questions. Eddie Jones, who was great at chasing guards off the screens, and I didn't understand how to do that. I would sit with him before practice, after practice. Magic, all the Laker greats, I would always sit down and just ask them questions about certain games that I studied growing up. What actually happened there? What did you feel there? Why?
We were playing against the Lakers, Tom, and we were out here in L.A. So the game was at 7. You know what? I'm going to come to the Staples Center because we're playing. This is when the Lakers had Kobe and Shaq. Okay? This is like the championship Lakers. So now I'm going to get there at 3 o'clock. I want to make sure I make 400 main shots before I go back into the room and then I sit in the sauna and I get ready for the game. So, you know, get in the car, get to the gym, get there, and as I'm walking onto the court, who do I see? I see Kobe Bryant already working out. So once I set my foot across that line, I start working out. And So I worked out for a good hour, hour and a half. And when I came off, after I was done, I sat down, and of course I still heard the ball bouncing. I looked down, I'm like, this guy's still working out. He was working out for like, it looks like he was in a dead sweat when I got here. And he's still going. And it's not like his moves are nonchalant or lazy. He's doing like game moves. You know, I sit there and I unlace my shoes. I'm like, I want to see how long this goes. So I sit out there and watch, 25 minutes. And he got done. I said, okay, I think I've seen enough. Go play, you know, come back, get in the sauna, get ready for the game. That game, he drops 40 on us, okay? And after the game is over, I'm like, I have to ask this guy. Like, I have to understand, like, why he works like that.
Right.
So after the game is over, I'm like, hey, Kobe, like, why were you in the gym for so long? He's like, because I saw you come in. And I wanted you to know that it doesn't matter how hard you work, that I'm willing to work harder than you.
If your job is to try to be the best basketball player you can be,
mm-hmm.
right? To do that, you have to practice, you have to train. Right? You want to train as much as you can, as often as you can. So if you get up at 10 in the morning, train at 11, right? 12, say 12, train at 12. Train for 2 hours, 12 to 2. You have to let your body recover. So you eat, recover, whatever. You get back out, you train, start training again at 6. Train from 6 to 8. Right? And now you go home, you shower, you eat dinner, you go to bed, you wake up, you do it again. Right? Those are two sessions. Right? Now imagine you wake up at 3, you train at 4. You go 4 to 6, come home, breakfast, relax, so, blah, blah, blah. Now you're back at it again, 9 to 11. Right? Relax, and now all of a sudden you're back at it again, 2 to 4. Now you're back at it again, 7 to 9. Look how much more training I have done by simply starting at 4. Right? So now you do that, and as the years go on, the separation that you have with your competitors and your peers just grows larger and larger and larger and larger and larger. And by year 5 or 6, doesn't matter what kind of work they do in the summer, they're never going to catch up because they're 5 years behind. Right? So it makes sense to get up and start your day early because you can get more work in. If I start earlier, I can train more hours. And I know the other guys aren't doing it because I know what their training schedule is. Right? So I know if I do this consistently over time, the gap's just going to widen and widen and widen and widen and widen, and they won't be able to get that back. Mm-hmm. So to me, it was just common sense. I'm like thinking, how can I get an advantage? Well, start earlier. Yeah, let's do that.
How do you develop that, or what do you learn that from?
Well, I think it's just, you know, it's just a matter of what's important to you.
Mm-hmm.
What's important to you? For whatever reason, you know, I felt like I didn't feel good about myself if I wasn't doing everything I could to be the best version of myself. If I felt like I left anything on the table, it would eat away at me. I wouldn't be able to look myself in the mirror. So the reason why I can retire now and be completely comfortable about it, because I know that I've done everything I could to be the best basketball player I could be.
This has been absolutely beautiful, you guys. I can't believe it's come to an end. You guys will always be in my heart, and what can I say? Mamba out.
Hey, this is Salma Shones, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
Hey, this is Ms. Beats, and you are listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
It's your boy, RL, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show.
Home to the most exclusive interviews and the most exclusive music. We reppin' Jesus Christ, baby. Let's go!
Hey, this is your brother, St. Jones, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
Hey, this is Tiffany, and you are now listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the exclusive interviews and music.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We are currently still waiting on Tone Butter to call in, but played that Mamba Mentality clip by Kobe Bryant. I played this song by Julian Ellis and K-Star titled Promise to Follow. And like I said, once you find your freedom in Christ, you have to promise yourself to follow the call and just be led by his spirit to be in obedience and to know what his voice sounds like every time that God speaks to you. I do want to get into these shout-outs because it is April 30th, 2021, and we all know that Facebook gives us the notifications every day whose birthday it is on our timeline, and sometimes we even see the posts, and everybody just floods the comment section and just say, happy birthday, and hopefully you guys had a blessed one, and what's your cash app, and whatever other comments you want to type. So today's birthday shout-outs go to a very few selected list of people on my list. Albert Gomez, his birthday yesterday. The homie Jason Knighton, a.k.a. J. Knight from Ratamara Hilliard, her birthday is today. The homie Michael Mines, Mark Weird. These upcoming birthdays are tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. So the homie Jordan Bronner from Pickwell, Ohio, his birthday is tomorrow. The homie Message Music, a.k.a. Steven Saya, his birthday is tomorrow. Now for Monday, the homie Aaron, his birthday is Monday. Crystal Murray, her birthday is Monday as well. The homie Eric Ellis, Julian Ellis's dad, his birthday is Tuesday. And the homie Lloyd Murphy, his birthday was Wednesday of last week. Well, this past Wednesday, so like 2 or 3 days ago. Oh, I'm sorry. No. Julian Ellis' father, his birthday was Tuesday, not this upcoming Tuesday, this past Tuesday, which was the 27th. And if you guys did not have a chance to check out the Candy Convo show, me, Tavy, Marty the Greatest, and even Jet Black from Must Be Heard Radio, we chimed in and did a full movie review of Mortal Kombat 2021. And hopefully you guys had a chance to see it. If not, it is on HBO Max, and I will give you my password and username so you can watch it. But anyways, it was a great film, and that's what we talked about on this past Tuesday. And we had a great time. We played a guest set character, and Marty nailed it. He nailed it as usual. But you guys, I just want to say thank you to everybody that's listening live. Shout out to Glory Shalom. Shout out to Octavia and a new listener by the name of Brittany. So thank you guys for listening. We are going to get into some more music. Since Tone Butter is my guest or was supposed to be my guest, I'm not sure what the issue is. Maybe he had a family emergency or maybe he's changing a flat tire. I'm not sure. Maybe he's not off work. I don't know. But we are going to play some of his music and we are going to honor him, because he agreed to be on the show, and I have his music uploaded for a reason so I could play it. So this song is something new that he sent me back in January. I believe there is a video out for it, and this song is called I'm Yours. And hopefully you guys will enjoy it. If you guys have any feedback about the music that I have played already or this Tone Butter track, please do not be afraid and do not hesitate to press the number one key to be live on the show and give your opinion and your feedback or to even ask me a question. You guys, here's Tone Butter with I'm Yours. Check it out.
Please give me a clean heart, God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cause I'm yours,
tell me I'm yours.
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 My heart broken, I done been here before.
Right.
Got me apologizing, crying on the floor.
Right.
I know I said I wouldn't do it no more.
Right.
But please forgive me and just tell me I'm yours.
Right.
My heart broken, I done been here before.
Right.
Got me apologizing, crying on the floor. I wouldn't do it no more.
Right.
But please forgive me and tell me I'm yours.
Right.
Can't believe I'm here again, all the times that we shared. Like a fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? Gave me whole when I was down, pulled me out of my mess. Encouraged me to be a man when I was weak and depressed. Still think about the time when my life was a doubt, and how you talked me into taking away the gun off my mouth. Though I made many promises that I couldn't keep, but somehow you still found a way to keep loving me. And even though it seemed I don't appreciate it, I know without you I would've never made it. You saved my life from tragedy again and again. You was a breath of fresh air when I lost my wind. I regret every time I let go of your hand, because I took some hard calls when I thought I could stand. Controlling my own life, well I thought I could, but trying to fix my own problems never turned out good. And here I go again pleading my cause. I know I messed up and I'm full of remorse. I honestly repent for all the trouble I've caused. I pray that you forgive me and just tell me I'm yours.
My heart broken, I done been here before. Got me apologizing, crying on the floor. I know I said I wouldn't do it no more. But please forgive me and just tell me I'm yours. My heart broken, I done been here before. Got me apologizing, crying on the floor. I know I said I wouldn't do it no more. But please forgive me and just tell me I'm yours.
As I walk down the path of a dead-end street, I can see signs flashing, I can hear you speak, trying to warn me of the danger that lies ahead. But Lord knows I'm hard-headed, I continue to tread. Disobedience the reason I get many afflictions, disregarding wise counsel and ignoring restrictions. The painful consequences of being so foolish, tied up to bad decisions that I keep choosing. The bad that I shouldn't do, I just keep doing. And voluntary movements corrupting influence. I think I realize what the problem could be when I wanna do good, evil is present with me. So it's a struggle every day trying to tame this flesh, and I fall short even when I try my best. Will you come and rescue me, because I need your help? Please set me free, because I can't save myself. And I know I let you down before, I made a promise to you not to do it no more. I'm going to make a change, please don't get a divorce. I pray that you forgive me and just tell me I'm yours.
My heart broken, I done been here before. Got me apologizing, crying on the floor. I know I said I wouldn't do it no more. But please forgive me and just tell me I'm yours. My heart broken, I done been here before. Got me apologizing, crying on the floor. I know I said I wouldn't do it no more. But please forgive me and just tell me I'm yours.
God does something with you, and your old crew think you done got brand new. Guess what? You did. Quit apologizing for that. Quit apologizing for that. Quit coming down and telling them, no, it ain't like that no more. No, we still cool. Quit saying that. Quit saying that. Because what you're saying is, I still want to be in bondage to the me that you used to know. I'm sorry. I am not that person anymore. Those demons have been eradicated, and he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. So if you don't recognize me, that's not my fault.
Hope music, it's about to play.
Hey, this is Essence E, and you're listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
What up, y'all? This your boy, D1. Right now, you are rocking with the KS Radio Show. Yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Tone Butter with I'm Yours. And like I mentioned, he sent that over back in January, and I just previewed it and uploaded it into the system before our interview, and then he agreed to the interview. So I'm glad that he is finally here. Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for Tone Butter in the building.
What's happening?
What's happening?
Man, ain't too much, man. Blessed, man. Just trying to be a light in the dark world. You hear me?
Amen. Well, I do want to give you a round of applause, because I do know that we had some technical difficulties on our end and your end. So here is the round of applause for being on the show.
I'm blessed to be here, man. I'm thankful. Thankful for the invite, brother.
Bruh, man, thank you for just giving me your yes, because I don't know if you've ever heard of the KS Radio Show. I'm pretty sure you've seen my posts and everything like that, but you've never, right, like, actually listened. So I'm glad that you took a step of faith and that you put yourself in this predicament to be a guest. I got the flyer ready. You approved it. You sent over some music, uploaded it, approved of the playlist, and here we are on tonight, April 30th, the last Friday, the last day in April, trying to give God all the glory. So I'm glad that you're on the show.
Always. Definitely, man. Like I said again, man, I'm just thankful to be a part of your platform, man. You know, I know it's all for the glory of God. Ain't no coincidence.
Amen. Well, I do want to extend a shout-out to my mom who just called in. So thank you for chiming in, Mom. And I believe the homie Joe Focus, we have his song in queue, and he just called in as well. As well as Brittany, Octavia, a.k.a. Tavia So Wavy, one of the hosts on Candy Convos. And my good friend, the beautiful, the lovely, very talented, Gloria Shalom is in the building as well. And for anybody that will listen to the rebroadcast, thank you guys for listening. Tone Butter, man, how you feeling tonight, man?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. Was doing a little bit of running around. My mother's birthday tomorrow, so, you know, shout out to my mom. Shout out to Mom Butter. So, you know, I was getting some little things together ready for her. She likes seafood and all that. So, you know, I'm in here about to cook up a little seafood boil for her and throw down in the kitchen. But other than that, man, I'm feeling good, man. God is excellent in all that he does. Even when we not faithful, he is so faithful, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just glad where I am in life. I ain't where I want to be, but I definitely ain't where I was, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just thankful all around the board.
Absolutely. So allow me to ask you, what made you want to be a guest on the KS Radio Show?
I kept my eye on you for a minute, man. I love what you're doing. And for one, because it's for the glory of God. Anything that got anything to do with my Lord and Savior, anything that got anything to do with the Holy Father, man, I'm all for it. You know, I'm going to support it because we are in the same family. We on the same team. So, you know what I'm saying? If you're doing it for the glory of God, then you definitely got my support. You hear me? If that's a point for you, that's a win for all of us. You know what I'm saying? So, and then I see the artists and people, you know, we have mutual friends that you're also connected to. So I already knew, you know, it was a good thing going on.
Amen. Well, I don't know your testimony. The listeners don't know your testimony. The KS Nation is definitely excited, and they're anticipating what your testimony is about. So how about you give us a brief quick run-through of who you are, where you're from, and how did you get, you know, into this whole faith journey with Jesus, and how did you become an artist?
Okay, well, to start it off, my name is Antonio Joseph Smith Jr., but I'm known mostly as Tone Butter, which is my nickname that became my stage name. And, man, I grew up in the urban areas of Washington, D.C., Northeast Washington, D.C., and, I grew up, had a good life. I ain't gonna lie, I had a good life, had a great childhood. But you know, growing up in a certain environment, I don't care how good the seed is, growing up in bad soil can always corrupt that good seed. So I kind of got led astray, you know, caught up in that street life, man. You know what I'm saying? I was ripping and running. I was doing, you know, everything I wasn't supposed to be doing. You know, I got caught up in the hustling, man, and the fast money, and then I got caught up in the criminal lifestyle. And, you know, that lifestyle, it takes you in deeper than what it shows you. You know, we tend to get fascinated by, you know, the devil likes to fascinate before he assassinates. So we get caught up in the quick money. We get caught up hearing the wrong things from people older than us, teaching us certain wrong things. I was blessed to have my father in my life, and also others in my family who would give me wise counsel, which my father also introduced me to Jesus Christ. He taught me how to trust him and believe in him for myself. He taught me how to pray. I wasn't familiar with the church scene, though we had went to church at times growing up, you know what I mean, Easter, maybe stuff like that, but I wasn't familiar with church like that at all. But my father taught me how to pray. You know, he used to make me and my siblings pray after him at night when we was real little. And one day, you know, he I used to get in trouble a lot in school. I was busy, man, you know what I mean? But I used to get in trouble a lot. I used to get into fights and stuff like that. And I remember one day he told me, if you feel like you gonna keep, if you feel like you can't stop getting into it with people and getting into fights, and I was young, man, probably about 8, 9 years old, something like that. He was like, next time somebody mess with you or say something to you, try Jesus out. Try the Lord out. Ask him to remove that person or ask him to stop whatever is going on. If you really believe in your heart that is that you that you don't want to do it, that you don't want to get in trouble or that you don't want to get into the fight, ask the Lord to help you and see if it works. So, you know, you're a kid, and, you know, when you're a kid and your guardian or your parents, you know, their word is really bond, just like how God's word to us is supposed to be everything. Our parents' word is everything. So when your parents say something, we hold on to it. We believe it. You know what I mean? So when he said that, I went to school, and I just, this dude had started, you know, messing around, kept messing with me, like antagonizing me, provoking me to fight him, basically. And I'm looking like, do I want to get my butt whipped today? Do I want to get in trouble? Or do I just go ahead and fight this dude? And I thought about it. It popped in my mind what my father said. Try Jesus. See if he work. See if he work. So I began to start praying like I was taught. And I said, Lord, you know, out of genuine heart as a kid, you know what I mean? Lord, please make this person go away. Please make this person stop. In Jesus' name. And when I looked up, the boy just looked at me and turned around and walked off. And I came back home, and I was like, man, it worked, it worked. He still talks about that to this day. I was like, man, it worked. I can't believe it worked. So from that day forth, God started developing a closer a relationship with me, because throughout my life, God was showing, and I mean this way before I got saved, way before I gave my life to the Lord, God was developing a relationship with me. Because when I got saved and joined a church home, I didn't know the traditions of church. You couldn't ask me about what a deacon was, what is an apostle, what is this position, what do you do on this Sunday. I couldn't tell you. You couldn't sit there and talk to me about gospel artists and this, that. I don't know. But I knew this personal relationship that I had developed with God, myself, with the Holy Spirit, which at the time I didn't know was the Holy Spirit. I just knew it was the Lord. I just knew that the Lord was real, and he speaks to me through my circumstances, and he helps me. I would get gut instincts about certain things. I mean, it went down to the point, like, even in my criminal lifestyle, I knew God was always with me. And it sound crazy, but times when we might be going to do stuff, like it can be either robbing or, you know, stuff in that nature, and I will always pray before we go and be like, Lord, please, don't let me die in this situation, or help me make it back home to my family. And in that, it would be situations where all of the people I was around, something would happen to them, or they would get caught, and I would make it back to my family. And it was crazy to really know that I asked God that and that happened, but all that would do was strengthen my faith more in him and be like, man, God is real. He's watching me. Like, even though I'm in the wrong right now, it was like God is with me. So I had plenty of spiritual encounters with God, plenty of experiences with the Holy Spirit, with God growing up. And like I said, even in that lifestyle, man, you know what I mean? It's so many things happened. So many friends died. So many times I came face-to-face with death myself. So many things that I got myself into that it seemed impossible to get out of, and God to make a way. So it was just like each experience was drawing me closer and closer to a tight-knit relationship with him. Each experience was just making me believe more, making me trust him more, making me love him more. And then it got to the point where it was like, I can't sit here and straddle the fence no more. It was like God was like, he's giving me an ultimatum. And it was like I felt death was ready to take me out. Matter of fact, it was prophesied to. Matter of fact, I knew death was ready to take me out. I really felt the death spirit. it used to be so bad that I was deep in his lifestyle and just things that I was involved in, that I used to be haunted by demons at night to the point that I didn't want to go to sleep. I used to be scared to go to sleep, so I would do a lot of smoking and drinking to stay up, and I'd be outside ripping and running, because when I would go to sleep, demons would choke me at night. Demons would stand over top of my bed. Like, it was that real, to the point, like, even my family knew there was a demonic presence around me in my household. They would know. I would have friends come over and be like, dude, your house is haunted or something ain't right, but I knew it. And God would give me warnings and dreams and stuff. Like, I would vividly have dreams of me dying, being killed for long periods of time. And it was like God giving me warnings. And I remember one time around the neighborhood in Northeast I used to hang around, the Lord would just leave me. But at that time, you know, I just knew it was an instinct. You know what I mean? I didn't have a full understanding that the Holy Spirit and all that. I knew Jesus, and I knew Jesus was God. You know what I mean? But I didn't have a full understanding of the Holy Spirit and how he worked. So at the time, it was just instinct. And instinct was telling me, don't go around the neighborhood no more. Stop going around there. And I was so caught up on chasing fast money and hustling. I'm like, man, I got to go sell my stuff. I got to get my money. You know, I can't. There's not. But this instinct was telling me, stop going around it. Stop going around it. And it was things happening at that time. I was involved in little beefs and stuff like that where I was being shot at, and a bunch of stuff was going on. And I was having these dreams and of me just being killed. And they was, like, so real that I would wake up screaming. And my girlfriend at the time, who was living with me, she would wake up, like, you know, one day I woke up screaming, and she was over top of me crying. Well, I woke up screaming because I just had a dream about me being killed again. And when I woke up and looked at her, she was crying. At this time, I'm, like, 14, 15 years old. So I was very young when I started dipping into the street life. So, you know, I woke up and looked at her. And she was looking at me crying. And I'm like, why are you crying? She like, because I just had a dream that you died. So it began to become more and more real to me. And at that time, my father was always coming to chase after me. Always coming, like, won't you come home? Like, come home. So I really have the prodigal son story. I have a real prodigal son story. And my father was like, won't you come home? But I would duck and dodge him because I was living his life. And I remember as he used to tell me, if anything happened, like when I would be staying with him, he would tell me, you know, if anything happened to one of us because of what you're doing, you are going to regret it. So I stayed far away from my family for a long period of time because I knew I couldn't live with the guilt of something happening to my little brother or my sisters or my father or my mom or anybody because of something that I did. So I stayed far away from my family. So this time, when God told me not to go around there, I stayed away for a second, but this was during the transition also when my father was trying to move from out of D.C. into PG to, I guess, you know, make a better, you know, environment for me, hoping that I come live with him. You know what I mean? So he moved from out of D.C. where I was so embedded into the neighborhood. I had the mindset, just like a lot of these youngins these days, I was willing to die behind what I believed. And what I believed at that time was the neighborhood is what I stood for. I represented these dudes I grew up with. I put it on my back. And that's how I was going at that time, blindly, unknowingly, that I was doing the devil's work, and all I was doing was lead myself down a one-way trail to hell. So I end up about to, so after like a week or so, I stayed in the house with my girlfriend, and I decided, I'm like, man, I got to go make my money. So I get up this one morning, I'm like, I'm headed back around the neighborhood because I got to get some money. And I get a call from a good friend of mine, and this dude is a street dude just like me at the time, and he's on the phone crying. When I answer, man, are you good? You good? Man, I'm so happy to hear from you. So it's throwing me off because I'm like, dude, I only been gone for a few days around the way. You crying? You know what I'm saying? What's wrong with you? And he like, man, today they found a body in the alley around here. This morning, early in the morning, somebody threw a body out of a car in the alley, and the body was laid up against the fence so nobody could see his face. But the body, looked it just like you. Your height, your complexion. He had plaits and stuff in his head like you did. He even looked like he was dressed like you. So everybody around here thought it was you. He was like, man, you got people around here crying, thinking you gone and everything. So at that time, me, like I said, not understanding the Holy Spirit, now I know, man, the Holy Spirit was all over me, man. God's presence was all over me, and that was a warning that if I keep ignoring God's call, that is going to be my fate. And I had it, a prophet, which is a friend of the family, which is like family to me, who is also an artist that's on my label now that we're going to get into, Real Business Ministries and Entertainment. He's an artist on there. He prophesied in my life. He was chasing me for a long time. But it came to the point where, you know, as God, you know, started using people to really draw me closer and closer to him to set that atmosphere when I was ready to listen. I was ready to stop running from that call, and I was ready to listen because I knew that it was either death or I surrender. And once I sat down with him finally, after all these years of ducking him, you know, because I didn't never want to, he was a good friend of the family. He was always known as a man of God. Him and my father grew up together. His name is Pastor, well, he's a bishop now, Bishop James C. Wall, but at that time he was Pastor Wall. So he would always, you know, want to talk to me. My father would always be like, you know, Pastor, we called him Brother Wall. But he's like, Brother Wall wanted to talk to you. At that time, man, I'm walking around with guns. I'm smoking weed. I'm selling crack and doing all that. I'm not trying to sit down and talk to no pastor. So I was running, you know what I mean? So when I finally got to the point where it was time for me to sit down and talk to him, he prophesied in my life, man. He started speaking some things in my life that only God knew about. And I mean, like, even deaths and stuff like that around me, about my heart, about how bitter I was from being betrayed by friends, about being lied on and my name dragged through the mud. He just started, like, prophesying. I'm like, can't nobody know this? He was like, you know, God is calling you. And he's saying that he has an amazing plan for you, and that you have experienced him, but you live in a wicked lifestyle. You live in a dark and wicked lifestyle. You live in a violent lifestyle. And if you don't stop right now, if you don't surrender to God right now, he said the devil already has you ready to come down. He's like, the devil already has you ready to die. He said, but God said not so. He said, that's why you keep escaping certain things. And there was a friend of mine, the last straw, and I'm going to cut it short because I can go on and on and on with testimonies, but the last straw for me, it was a friend of mine, and he was like the brother that I never had. Man, he was like the big brother I never had. And I remember me and him would be talking about getting our lives together, talking about getting back in church, leaving the streets completely alone, and God, at that time, this is when I was getting closer and closer to God, man. And I began to start straying away from just activities that I would normally do. I started beginning to stray away from people I would normally hang with. And I would lock myself in my home, in my room, and just be reading my Bible. And I'd just be in there conversating with God. And it got to the point where I stayed in his presence so much to friends and people of mine used to be like, what's wrong with you? Like, what's going on? Like, you changed. Like, what's up? And I was just like, I didn't know how to explain it to them. I just knew that God was changing me. I knew that this transition was happening. But I used to pray for it years ago. Like, it wasn't something that happened overnight. It was something that consistently every day I would ask God, even when I was young and really in the street wilding, I would ask him, Lord, I didn't see enough of what the dark side has to offer. Can you show me what the good side of life has? Because I know the only other thing that this has to offer me is death or life in prison. And I'm not trying to do neither one. But I felt like death was going to be more of the situation for me than jail. I felt like it was going to be death. I felt this spirit of death on me. So it's like I had a knowing that I was about to die. To the point to where I felt like the enemy was you. I used to speak my death, having to understand it now, but then I thought I was just out there living on the block, doing what, you know, street dudes do. And, you know, I'm out there hustling. I would used to say things like, man, I'm a down chick. Like, I live for the block. I'm a down chick. I'm hustling. I'm a down this block. I used to say stuff like that, and now having an understanding that I was really cursing myself. You know what I mean? And it came to the point where God was using me to minister to my friends. And this is way before I surrendered and gave, because I got saved over a TV show when I was going through suicide. Because at that time, when it was like I was at the crossroad, man, I was going through depression real bad. I was going through suicide because it felt like everybody turned their back on me. I felt like I had the weight of the world on my shoulders. I felt like I was constantly being deceived and betrayed by people who I was so loyal to and to do good for. I felt like nothing was working in my favor. I felt like everything I tried to do came crumbling down, and I was depressed. I had these demons haunting me. I had this voice that used to talk to me that be like, well, what are you living for? Don't nobody care about you. Don't nobody love you. Wouldn't nobody even care if you died or not. This voice used to talk to me like that. And now I have an understanding that that was the enemy. And it talked to me so much till I believed it. I didn't even feel like myself. You know what I mean? So at that time, I used to come in. I hated myself. I used to look in the mirror and hate myself. And I didn't even know how I got there. I used to look in the mirror. I used to be angry at God and didn't know why. Every day I wake up, I used to ask him, why you still got me here? Won't you just kill me now? If you don't kill me now, all I'm going to do is take some people with me. Because I had people that I was beefing with. I had enemies. I just had a strong anger and resentment. I had resentment on people who lied on me. I had a resentment from people who betrayed me. Because I was always a loyal dude. I had a lot of resentment, anger, bitterness in my heart. And living in that lifestyle in them streets and stuff, it hardens you. Because it's hard to sit there and be an angel when you're on a playing field with a bunch of devils. Like they say, when you're in Rome, do as the Romans. If you around wolves, you got to be a wolf. Because if you sit up there and try to be an angel and playing the devil's game, you're going to get taken advantage of, and quickly you're going to get eliminated. So you conform to the ways of the world, and it hardens you. So my heart was hardened. My mind and everything was corrupted. So fast forwarding it back to my friend, God was using me even in that state to minister as he began to speak life into me through different people and bring me along closer to him. He started using me to minister to my friends. And it was so powerful because it was like this dude who, man, half of them I was ministering to, I done worse stuff than them. And now I'm looking at them and they looking at me and they really looking at me as somebody, a voice, listening to me. From a good perspective, but I was always like that. I would always try to tell people, even when I did wrong, to do the right thing. That was just my heart, you know. So God already knew. God was already working with me from the get-go. I just didn't know it. But this one certain friend of mine, like I said, when I finally met him, he became like the big brother I never had. God had begun to use me to minister to him. Once I really started locking myself away and developing a stronger relationship with God. And I didn't understand why. I had just had started going to church. And I was so excited about it. And I would tell him, hey, look, man, we got to go to church. We're going to get, he like, man, I'm with you. I'm going to go, just not yet, but I'm going with you. I'm with you. So I was like, cool. In my head, I'm like, man, me and my man, we about to change our lives for the good. So this one day I get up to go to church. No, this one day I get up, and, you know, in that process in the beginning coming to the Lord, everything wasn't perfect. I didn't come to the Lord perfect. I came to the Lord. Matter of fact, the night before I joined my church, man, I ran from the police the night before. I came in the church smelling like liquor, smelling like loud marijuana and all that, you know, with my dreads and everything. So I didn't come perfect. But the thing wasn't about me being perfect. It was just about me coming because God knew that he was going to change me. I couldn't change myself. And that was the problem from the get-go. No matter how much I tried, I couldn't change myself. But when I had started coming, you know, this one day I had woke up, and the night before, you know, we was out there cutting up, but I made it my bad. I was like, man, I'm going to go to church. I don't care how much I mess up. I'm going to keep going. I'm not going to allow that to stop me from going. You know, the Christian walk, man, is about falling and keep getting up. Because we all fall short. But it's about to keep getting up. A righteous man falls 7 times and get back up again. So I was falling and keep getting up, trying to learn how to walk, strengthen my legs. So when I woke up, the time for church had already passed. You know, it was a little late. So I laid there, you know, because I knew I was out there cutting up last night, and that's why I, you know, overslept. So I laid there, and I said to God, because usually me and my father had started going together too. And I had said to God, I said, you know what, Lord? I said, if you want me to go to church today, because it was already late, the time had passed, you know, it was already late, and I didn't feel like going there because I didn't cut up last night, and I, you know, hung over and everything. But I was like, if you really want me to go, Lord, make my father come in here and knock on the door, and I go. And I said that in a way because time passed, and usually when the time passed for us to go to church, I knew my father wasn't going to go. I knew he wasn't going to go. So I said that being funny because I knew daggone well my father wasn't going to come in and knock on the door. If we was already late, man, my father was already in his sleep itself. Soon as I said that, 5 seconds, 5-10 seconds after I said that, I get a knock on the door. Hey, you still going to church? So I started busting out laughing, and I was just like, man, God is too real. So because I gave him my word, I tried to honor that. So I jumped up and sat on the side of the bed, got my goofy self together, and I was like, okay, Lord, I'm going. I told him I'm going. So right then and there, the Holy Spirit just fell on me, and he said, go get your friend. So I'm like, okay. But this feeling was weird because I never experienced this feeling before, and it happened just randomly. It's like the Spirit just fell on me, and it was an urgency. Go get your friend. Go get him. So I run across the parking lot because at that time my friend was living across the parking lot from me. And I run across the parking lot to go get him. And he was such a lively, vibrant dude, man. He was a lively, vibrant dude. And when I go get him, I'm like, hey, man, look, you coming to church with me today? He like, man, nah. You know, we call each other Bob. He like, nah, Bob, I ain't going to go today, but I'm going to go with you next time. But this feeling in my spirit that God, it was like I did not want to leave. It was like God, it was an urgency. It was like he had to go. And he was like, and I was like, man, nah, man, come on. I kept on persisting. Like, come on, man, come with me this time. Just come on, man. He was like, nah, man, I got some things to take care of. You know, we both was in the streets, you know what I'm saying? So we hustled and we did what we had to do to make our little ends meet or whatever. So he was like, man, you know, I got some little stuff to do. I got some running around to do. But I did not want to leave because in my spirit something was like he needs to go. I didn't understand what was going on at the time. I just knew this feeling that I had, it was urgent for him to go, and the Holy Spirit was telling me he needed to go. And mind you, this is when I just had started going to the church. I haven't joined the church or nothing yet. And the church was Master's Child's Church that was on Marlboro Pike on Brooks Drive. So I asked him one more time, and I was like, bruh, come on, bruh, let's go. Because the more he said no, the more inside in my spirit I got sad. And I didn't understand why. And I was like, that last time I asked him, he was like, bruh, I'm going to go next time. Next time I'm going to go with you, I promise. God told me right then and there, he said, okay, leave. But when God said leave, I didn't want to go. But God said it strongly. It was a strong unction. It was like, okay, leave. You did what I told you to do, now leave, because you got to get there. You're already late. You got to go. If he's not trying to go, you got to go. I didn't want to leave. So I had to accept it because he was constantly telling me I'm not going this time. So I had to accept it. So I was like, all right, man, you know what? I love you. I'm going to holler at you when I get back from church. He's like, all right, you know, we're going to break bread when you get back from church. I'm going to see you in a little bit. I bet. But I was just so sad, and I didn't understand why I was so sad like that. And when I left out his door, I began to cry. And I started talking to God, and I'm like, Lord, why am I crying? Why am I sad like this? What's wrong? I don't understand. Like, you got to give me understanding. But he didn't speak right then and there, and I went to church that day. And when I went to church that day, that was the same day that I joined the church, which was on November the 17th, 2000. And, no, yeah, that was November the 17th. No, it wasn't November the 17th. It was in November, though. It was in November. And this was in 2012. And went to church that day, and everything that preacher had said, it was just like it was an unction on me. The presence of the Holy Spirit fell on me so strongly, and all I could think about was like, wow, he needed to hear this too. He needed to hear. That's all I could think about. And I don't know why this was on me so strong like that, but all I could think about was he needed to hear this too. Well, within like a week later after that day, I didn't join the church yet at that time, but that day when he preached and he preached that sermon, it resonated in me to let me know that I belong there. But something inside of me kept saying that he needed to be there to hear that, because it was a life-changing sermon. And I think a week later, he had came to get me in the morning, the early morning of November the 17th, 2012. He came to get me and was like, come and hang with him, because me and him had hung out a couple of days before that, and we just had like this perfect day, man. We had this perfect day where it was like the world just stood still, and me and him just kicked it, man. We drove through Southeast, back to Northeast. We was just hanging, man, chilling. And it was so awkward how perfect this day was. I mean, we was riding, and he would hit the horn at people. Females and old ladies would blow him kisses, and dudes would holler, hey. He was always the type of dude like that that got a lot of love because he gave it. But this day was different, man. It was just so perfect. And so when he came to get me the couple of days later, he was like, man, come on, come back out and hang. Because me and him was road dog. I hung with him all day long. This was my dog. When he came and get me this day, the Holy Spirit, he threw rocks at my window. And I knew it had to be him because we were staying out Merlin at this time. But in the city, that's what we did in the city in D.C., he's throwing rocks at the window, so he used to make me mad when he do that. So I come, you know, to the window. He started calling me house boy because I started staying in the house a lot because I would be reading the Bible and stuff. So house boy, come outside, man. Come chill with me. Come on. But the Holy Spirit said no, and it was a strong no like I never felt before. And he was with a guy who I couldn't see the guy's face because it was a bush blocking the guy's face, but he was standing with another guy. He was like, come on, come hang out with me, man. We're going to parlay like we did the other day. We're going to drive out Southeast on my side, and we're going to, you know, we're going to drive through the city, come back out here, we're going to chill. And I'm so, you know, I'm so anxious to go out there because that's my dog. But the Holy Spirit, like, do not go. Don't go. So I'm stuck in between because normally this is my normal. I'm with this guy every day, all the time. But now my new relationship in God and it's in my spirit, in my gut, this strong feeling is saying no. And it's saying no like if I go against that, something not good is going to happen. So I listened to it, and I was like, nah, I ain't going this time, young. And he just kept on, come on, young, come on, young. Come on with me. And I'm like, no, not this time. I'm going to see you when you come back. He like, all right, man, all right. When I come back, I'm coming straight to your house, and we going to parlay. We going to kick it. As soon as I get back, I'm like, all right, bet, man. Don't forget about me. Don't hit my phone, you know, because me and him was like brothers, man. So when he left, at that time, out in the place out in PG where we were staying at, man, like he was the only, I just got comfortable on that side. So he was the only real friend that I could say from the city that made me feel like home, who I would hang with. So I used to wait for him when he go out in the city and I'm out there, I'm waiting for him to come back because I'm not really hanging with nobody else. I'm waiting for him. So the whole day, I'm waiting for him to come back because, truth be told, you know, and that's my smoking partner. That's my everything. You know, when he come back, we going to smoke good. We going to chill. We going to play the Madden. We going to kick it like brothers. So he never hits my phone. So now I'm getting upset with him. I'm getting mad. I'm like, man, I'm going to curse this dude out, man. Can't wait to hear about him because now I need my smoke because I know he got the good weed. He ain't hit me. Where my brother at, man? What's going on? So late night hit. I get on Facebook, and I'm saying, rest in peace with his name. And I'm like, what? So I ignore it. I go in denial immediately because I'm like, nah, that what? I ignore it. I keep scrolling past it. And I keep seeing it from people. We got so many mutual friends. I keep seeing it, rest in peace with his name. So I'm like, yo, nah, no, 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 no. I ignore it again. I cut the Facebook off, and I start talking to God, and I'm like, Lord, you know what? I'm tripping. That's what I'm doing. I'm tripping. I call his phone. Bam, I ain't answering his phone. So now it's kind of like making me nervous. I'm shaking a little bit because I'm like, this is my brother, yo. This is my dog. Like, what's going on? So I get back on Facebook. I get on his sister page, and his sister page it told me everything I need to know. So I call his sister because I'm still in denial. I'm like, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. That ain't true. Like they playing. And I call his sister. Soon I call his sister. His sister busts out crying. And right then and there, it's like my heart stopped. Like, really? Like, really? I threw my phone across the room. Threw my phone, unplugged the whole computer. I was knocking stuff over, kicking stuff. Because everything that God was showing me started to, it's other stuff to the story, but everything that God was showing me up to that point, it's like it all made sense. And that's the reason why God was using me to minister to him. And that right there gave me more of a confidence, or I should say, or a boldness to not take the call on my life lightly and answer the call, because I knew that it could easily be me too if I do not, because the enemy is out to steal, kill, and destroy. And if I keep straddling the fence and don't surrender to God, that my life would be lost as well. So that right there, it hurt me deeply, but it also catapulted me into the arms of God. So that was a turning point for my life. And the day he died was November 17th, 2012. The day that I joined the church and fully committed to God was November 17th, 2013.
Wow. So 1 year later.
1 year later.
Wow.
So what should have been, and mind you, like I told you, I was supposed to have went with him.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit told me no. So what should have been my death date as well is my birthday. I was reborn again. I was baptized on the same day that he died that year, where I should have been with him. And the Holy Spirit revealed that to me. What should have been your death date as well is now your birthday, your second birthday, the birthday that matters, when you were reborn again.
Wow. Man, it's I don't want to say it's amazing, because pain is never amazing. Pain is never good. But it's amazing what God does through our pain,
right?
Which births us and brings us into his purpose.
Exactly.
Man, that is heavy. Because he wanted you to come with him.
Right.
And I'm glad that you were strengthening your relationship at the time with the Holy Spirit by being in the house, by being obedient, and having your ears sensitive to God's voice or the Holy Spirit's voice in that moment. Because a lot of us, or some of our friends or our family members, have had that exact same testimony, and we did not obey.
Right.
And that person might have lost their lives. And instead of one person being killed, it could be two. So
right.
I'm glad that you surrendered and you took it into consideration that this is God speaking to me. And like you said, it was a strong no. It was an urgent no.
Yeah.
It was a heck no.
Mm-hmm.
And you obeyed. So I'm glad. I'm sorry for your brother, because a lot of us, we have our close friends, our quote unquote our road dogs, and or for the women that's listening, our homegirls. We have those type of people that we are really strongly connected to, that sometimes we could put before God. But in this instance, in this case, you did not let your boy's voice override the spirit that was telling you what was right. So I'm glad. Man, that was well said, from your whole testimony to your dad to going to church, even straddling the fence, because some of us, even now in 2021, we've been prophesied over, we've been prayed over our whole lives, and we still straddling the fence in 2021.
Right, that is true.
So
very true.
I'm glad that you're here with breath in your body, not on a deathbed, not in the hospital. I'm glad that you are healthy, and I'm glad that you are here on the show to share that with the KS Nation, because death is something heavy and it's something that people do not forget, especially if you're close to that person, whether
right.
family member, friend, social media person that you interacted with every so often, or whatever the case may be between you and that person. I'm glad that you're
right.
here today, and that's a powerful testimony. And the Bible tells us that we overcome by the word of our testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. So I'm
Amen.
Glad that you have that testimony and that you could share it with us and with each and every platform that you are invited to be a guest on or to share your music on. But that's powerful. And I'm glad that God kept you and that he told you no and that you obeyed. That reminded me, when I was in high school, mm-hmm. I used to love to go to parties. I was the party guy. Me and my boy Brandon, we were the party guys. Forget homework. We going to the party. We know it's going to be some females there. I know I'm going to make a guy upset by dancing with his girlfriend. He going to want to fight, whatever.
Right.
I was the party guy. Skip homework. What a party at tonight. I was that guy.
Right.
And it was one party on the weekend, on a Saturday, at a recreation center that was not too far from my house, maybe 5 minutes away, driving distance. And my mom told me no. My mom didn't tell me no. She told everybody that came to the house no. Because we always going to go all in one car. And my mom was like, nope, not tonight. And little do you know, KS Nation and Tone Butter, that late on that night on the 11 o'clock news, at that
wow.
recreation center, it had been some shooting inside the recreation center. And it had just been God's grace that my mom had told me no, and I obeyed. Because I could have been one of those teenagers that was
Definitely.
At that recreation center, and I could have lost my life.
Definitely.
So, yeah, when the Holy Spirit says no, I don't care what it's about, family member, friend, foe, whatever
yeah.
the case may be,
yeah.
you have to obey. But you don't know his voice unless you are spending time with him. Like the Bible says,
right.
my sheep know my voice. And a stranger, they will not follow. All
right,
John. Right. I promise you, Tone Butter, I'm not going to preach tonight. It will come out of me,
hey,
but I'm not going to preach tonight.
If the Holy Spirit leads you, you follow the leadings of the Holy Spirit.
But, yeah, that's powerful, bro. That reminds me of the song that you have called Get Your Soul Saved. Because you were trying to tell your boy, come on, man, come to church with me. And he was telling you no. But
Amen.
I don't know if his soul was saved or not, but this, your song is your story is what reminded me of this song that you sent to my inbox the other day. What was the inspiration behind your song called Get Your Soul Saved?
Well, the funny part, and I definitely know that the Holy Spirit is leading this conversation because I didn't even expect to tell that testimony, but that testimony and several others that I have like that with other friends and close loved ones as well, and just, you know, looking at the in the environment and stuff that I've grew up in and in the community and everything that I'm seeing, you know, that definitely was the inspiration behind this song. You know what I mean? I have God has used me and many of my loved ones' lives who are not here no more, and I'm doing a movie. It's not going to be come out now, but it's going to be based on the testimony I just told you and a few others.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called The Last Call, and it was based on God was using me to really minister to them, and me not having an understanding at the time, you know what I mean, why God was sending me at them so much until their last day. And there were a handful of them who did not accept the call. So that song, you know, God put that in my spirit that this is a message that the people really need to hear. The devil has got people in such a limbo and so blinded this day that they've become comfortable with their everyday lives in the world and not understanding that there is life after earth. But you have the choice now to decide on whether you want to live eternal life with God or you want to live eternal life in hell because of your rejection of God. Not because God wants you to go there, but God has sent a son, a savior, a free gift, and all we have to do is accept it. But many reject it, and our rejection is what send us straight to hell. So God was telling me, let my people know, get this message out there to the ones who I have a voice to speak to. You know, we all are different members of the body of Christ. So the same people that, the same crowd that I might could speak to might not be the same crowd that another can speak to, no matter even if he's truly and powerfully anointed. But he may not be anointed for the crowd that I can speak to. So for the crowd that God has appointed me to speak to, he used me with the gifts of rap and poetry and acting to speak to those people. And Get Your Soul Saved was one of the powerful messages that he had dropped in my spirit to tell me to tell his people.
Amen. Well, without any further ado, the time is at hand. The kingdom is at hand. And you guys, here is Get Your Soul Saved by my guest tonight, Tone Butter. Check it out.
Real business.
In the middle of the nighttime, I heard shots from the street. I think somebody lost their lifeline. Loud screams became so vivid. It seems the deaf angel came to pay another soul a visit. Sad to say this happens every day on the streets of D.C. all the way to California. Yeah, homicides I guess we'll never see. Get swallowed in the streets, now you in the belly of the beast. And who's to say where your spirit goes? Only God, but the victim wasn't saved, so you never know. Flashbacks of your whole life, of how you wish you gotten saved, but now you start to think twice. Reminiscing about your first step, as you slowly fade away, while you gasping for your last breath. Never wait till it gets too late, get yourself saved before you staring death right in the face. Roses drop as your body's laid, but the body's just a shell, and your spirit has gone away. Life is short, so hear me when I say, I pray before you hit the grave that you get your soul saved. Get your soul saved. Life is short, so hear me when I say, I pray before you hit the grave that you get your soul saved. Up in the never-ending trials of this everyday life. Wake up in the morning thinking you gon' make it through to see the night. Not a second promise to us, so we living by faith. Blessed with what we don't deserve, so we living by grace. The things we should cherish the most, we let go to waste. Everybody cherish money while time slips away. Isn't your soul more important than the product you selling? I guess that's why it's hard for rich folk to make it into heaven.
One in every 113 people will die this year. That means that if there's 113 people in your section, the odds are that one will die before the year is over. And I know you look around trying to figure out who you would rather it be, but the fact is, it could be you. .9 people will die today. Almost a quarter of a million people will die today. They'll die. And how many of them will die after having gone to somebody's church? Somebody is going to leave the service of the Lord and go home, and they won't make it back ever.
ever again. 232,000, almost a quarter of a million people will be gone today. It's over for them. In 1 week's time, enough people will die to wipe Dallas and Fort Worth off the map. In 1 week, 6,689 people will die in America today. And you mean it couldn't be you? Let me explain something to you. Death is disrespectful. Death cares nothing about you. The process of death can meet you. Listen, I have seen people in the service of the Lord and God catch them away. I have seen people driving down the street and death dismissed them. I have seen young people and old people. I have seen middle-aged people. Death does not discriminate. Oh my God, everybody is up for this. Everybody runs the risk. Everybody is going to die sooner or later. But my prayer is, God, when this day comes for me, let me die the death of the righteous. I don't want to preach all of these sermons and then die like a fool. I don't want to go to church all of those years and then die like a fool. I don't want to read my Bible and tell other people about the goodness of the Lord just to die like a fool will die. I know too much. I have too much of an experience to die like this.
Hey, this is Queen Lynn, and you are now listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music.
Hey, this is Throne Music Song, Regal Jones, and you are listening to the KS Radio Show, home of the most exclusive interviews and exclusive music. What up, KS?
Hey, man, that Get Your Soul Saved clip track, man, that was heavy. And Tone Butter, you didn't warn me before I clicked play, and I was like, what just happened? it was very needful. It was very essential, especially with us being in a pandemic, everybody wearing a mask, everywhere we got to go. People are still dying from car accidents, overdoses. Even now, people are dying from vaccination. So it's important. It is imperative. It is essential. It is the top priority on every believer's list to share the gospel and to rescue and confiscate as many souls from the enemy's camp that we can. And to do that, they have to get their souls say, man, bro, that praise might God. Be on the KS Radio Show until Jesus calls me home. It is that imperative.
Real business.
I'm not sure what the feedback you get from that on Spotify or SoundCloud, but I love it. And it
praise
is
God,
definitely,
man,
it
truly
you got to message
that
out. It took 5 minutes, all the statistics, but it was very needful. And, man, I really enjoyed it. Again, you didn't warn me. There was no warning shots. What do they call it? No disclaimers. Lord Jesus, I was not prepared. I was looking for, like, some turn-up music. Then that came on. I was like, what is happening? Should
well,
I play this on
the
show?
Come like a thief in the night, man.
That
you know?
He does. And no man
like
knows the day nor the hour. Come on now.
Amen.
You going to make me preach, Joe?
Hey, man, look, if it come out, then it's led by the Holy Spirit.
So, yeah, I have definitely enjoyed this bit of the interview. I do want to give a special shout-out to everybody that's listening live and that will listen to the rebroadcast. I do have an announcement from Rosalind Smith Counseling, which is one of my partners.
Of course, if anybody, individual or couples, if you guys are struggling, you know, stuck in life or you to whatever your problem is, whatever your circumstance or situation is, you can contact Rosalind Smith Counseling for professional counseling services. Me personally, Elicio Juan Torres, I personally recommend her because she has helped me through a lot, and she is recognized by the state of Ohio with the A-plus rated service. You can follow her everywhere on social media at Rosalind Smith Counseling. And you can book a session today, or you can call her up, contact her if you guys have any questions. But I do thank her for her support and for sponsoring this interview and this show. Tone Butter, with 17 minutes left into the show, I do have one more song to play. But I want you, if it's okay with you, if you could close us out with prayer.
Awesome, awesome, of course. You ready? You want me to start now?
Yes.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, which I like to call you Dad, in Jesus' name, I come to you right now with all, we come to you with all honor, praise, and glory, just thanking you for this day, thanking you for life itself, thanking you for your presence, which is the real gift, thanking you that we're still able to see, thanking you that we're still able to taste and hear, thanking you for the small things that many overlook that we still can do. For we know our days are like a vapor, Lord. If we walk in your statutes and in your commandments, we can have a long life here on earth and a long heavenly life. We can have heaven here on earth. Help us to obey your commands that we may see the results, the divine, holy results of what your word has promised us, that we may have your inheritance while we're even here on earth. Lord, help us to not miss the blessings that you have for us this year. Help us to not miss the opportunities to draw closer to you in relationship with you this year. Help us, Lord, to see a need to fill in others' lives rather than to constantly see or worry about us receiving all the time. Help us to be a blessing. More than we look to receive, help us look to give, Lord, to be generous, to be cheerful givers as you would want us to. Help us to serve others, Lord, that we may make this world a better place. For we know that it is getting darker out here in this world, Lord. The days are becoming more evil, Lord. But help us who know you become more brighter, Lord. Holy God, help us to be lighthouses wherever we are, Lord, in Jesus' name. That those who don't know you, Lord, that those who are in the dark can run to, Lord. Holy God, and get your comfort through us. And get your word through us. And get your love through us in the name of Jesus Christ. As we all may depart from this call and from this interview right now, Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit and that your presence be with us all, Lord, in Jesus' name, and be with our families, Lord. I pray that you may touch anyone right now who is in need of healing, Lord, who is in need of comfort and peace in their minds and their hearts, Lord. Only you know their situations, Lord. I pray that you dispatch angels right now to their problems, Lord, answers that they have been seeking for, Lord. I pray that you help them to understand that it happens in your time, and Lord, and not on ours, Lord, in Jesus' name. Help them, help others that when they pray unto you, Lord, help them to not walk off without an answer from you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Help us that when we pray, that we also, for we know that prayer is conversation, so we can't do a lot of talking and no listening. Help us listen as much as we talk when we come to you in prayer, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let us not walk away from your presence without receiving an answer from you. Even if we have to wait, even if it's not on our timetable, Lord, help us to be disciplined and waiting on your answer, on a word from you, because no matter in the multitudes of what we say out our mouth, it is only your word that changes our situation, Lord. Holy God, listen to me. Yes, Lord. Let your presence, Lord, fall upon us all, Lord, like a warm blanket, and comfort us all. And wherever we are, and I plead the blood of Jesus Christ against any demonic spirits, any demonic activity, any demonic attacks that may be trying to come against us, our ministries, our platforms, our family, our health, our finances. Holy God, anything that has to do with any of us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hey, pray that you be a fence, be a wall of fire around us, Lord, and wherever we go, Lord, and lead us to the positions, to the places that
you know that we need to be, not what we want to be. Connect us with the people that you know we need to be connected with, not who we want to be connected with, not who we want to date or be in relationship with, not who we want to be our friends, but who you see suitable. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Amen.
Amen and amen. And to piggyback off of what you said, I do have a salvation clip, because in 2021, we don't know what the government is going to do. We don't know what the health care looks like. We don't know what's coming down the pipeline.
Right.
But we do know whose hand we can. His name
Amen.
Is Jesus, because he's already
Amen.
There. He's already in the future. He already knows what's coming down the pipeline. And he can prepare us as kingdom agents so that we don't have to worry, so that we can go out and tell people the solution, and that his name is Jesus. So
Amen.
In case if anybody that's listening, if you don't know Jesus in the departing of your sins, then you don't know how good Jesus is, and you are on the outside of the comfort of safety, and we do not want that. We do not want you to die without knowing Jesus. So
Amen.
If you haven't heard of Romans 10:9, it basically says that you can confess with your heart and believe. I mean, you can confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and that he lived, died, and that he rose, and you may be saved. So here is Reborn from Dayton, Ohio, with the salvation clip on the KS Radio Show, because I, Elicio Torres, is not a perfect man. Chin every day. And Tone Butter,
Amen.
My guest. And anybody that's listening right now, we are not perfect.
Not
men.
At all.
But
no, we're near.
We have surrendered our lives to Christ, and we hope you
Amen.
Do too. So here is Reborn with Salvation. Check it out.
I want to read a familiar passage in Romans 10. It says that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in our heart that God raise him from the dead, the Bible says that we shall be saved. And so wherever you are right now, if you believe that, I want to pray with you. I want to agree with you. So if you just bow your head and just repeat after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, give you my life. I'm an imperfect person searching for a perfect God who's able to restore me, who's able to keep me. So God, I ask you to come into my heart, for your word says that if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that I shall be saved. God, I want you more than anything. I've tried everything. I surrender my heart to you. I believe that you died on the cross, and on the third day, the Holy Spirit raised you from the dead and restored us back to you. That salvation. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer and you meant that prayer, I want you to know that heaven is rejoicing right now. And we're celebrating right now with you, wherever you are, in your car, at work, in your closet, in your bathroom. It does not matter where you are. God is able to meet you exactly amazing thing about him. The same God that did it for me is the same God that's doing it for you right now in this moment. So I just want you to receive whatever it is that he's saying to you.
Amen, you guys. And hopefully something was said on tonight through the music or either through the testimony from Tone Butter that you have given your life to Christ. And like Reborn said, all of heaven is rejoicing. And we are glad that you are part of the kingdom now. Tone Butter, before we close out, can you give the people your social media information to stay in contact with you and to, you know, support you in everything that you're doing coming forth?
Definitely, definitely. You can contact me on Facebook at Antonio Joseph Smith. You can contact me on Instagram at Call Me Tone Butter, TONEBUTTA. You can hit me up on Twitter at Tone Butter. And you can check my music out and the other artists on the Real Business Ministries and Entertainment label as well. You can check it out on YouTube, on any all major digital platforms. So you can go to Google and put in Real Business, business spelled BUZINESS, because that's our own thing, you dig? You go in there and go Google or just type in my name and anything that pops up that says Tone Butter and Real Business. That's all me, and it's all for the glory of God.
Amen. Well, you guys, unfortunately, this is the end of the interview. I do want to thank all of you for listening live and those who will listen to the rebroadcast. I want to give a special shout-out to all my sponsors, Eve's Garden, Rosalind Smith Counseling, as well as ShalomSheen.com and OvercomeApparel.org. Thank you guys for all of your finances, all your support, all of your prayers. The month of May is going to be something huge. I have two announcements. One of them will be next week, hopefully, if all the paperwork and the website releases on time. But again, you guys could just support me by following me at KS Radio Show. That's everywhere on Twitter and Instagram, and the Facebook page is in the link in the link is in the description in this interview. And if anybody is willing to or even want to sign to my ministry, you can send donations to Cash App, the dollar sign, capital ELISEO, capital TORREZ. Again, Tone Butter is my guest on tonight. I thank you for calling in, and you can follow him everywhere on social media with the information he just gave you. And I believe we have one song that we want to close out with called Feed the Block by the homie Joe Focus, because Tone Butter, if nobody else is going to give them the gospel, we got to give them the gospel, and we got to get out there, and we got to feed the flock, we got to feed the block, and we got to give them the gospel of Jesus Christ. Not only that, but we have to meet them where they are. And they're not coming into the church because it's a pandemic. They weren't coming into the church before the pandemic. So now they're really not coming into the church because the cities are not opening up the churches because of the government and the governors and the mayors. But that does not stop us as kingdom-minded individuals, change agents for Christ, to go out where he sends us, where he directs us, where he instructs us, and to give the people the word of God, to give the people the gospel of Jesus Christ, because that is the only thing to which anybody can be saved, Gentiles and Jews. So with that being said, you guys, here's Joe Focus with Feed the Block. And again, you guys, thank you guys for listening tonight. Be blessed. Have a great weekend. And Joe Focus, if you're listening live, bro, I'm going to be at the video shoot tomorrow because we shooting Feed the Block tomorrow. Me and Tristan will be in the video, and I am definitely excited to be in my first 2021 music video. But you guys, here's Feed the Block. It will be released in May 14th, the same day that the album Joe Focus Strength Music is releasing. So I got to show some Cincinnati love. So here's Feed the Block. You guys be blessed. And again, thank you all for listening live. Thank you, Tone Butter, for calling in. And it's been
much love,
it's been a blessing and a pleasure, bro.
Much love.
All right, here's Feed the Block exclusively on the KS Radio Show. Good night and God bless. Keep God first. Let's go.
Royalty.
Facing the world, Walla, playwright, K-drama, wordless, fire, not putting out back armor. We're in the field, like Cassie Fields, gotta make heroes, hope is around here.
We're on a mission, building a foundation. We never settle. Mari Brothers, new level. Back on the scene with another quick 16. The devil is defeated. Love is what's needed. Good company like Donnie. It's a praise party. Never following the crowd. Phenomenal AJ Styles. Fulfilling the mission 24-7. Ron Killings. Keeping things positive. May jog or walk a bit. This is the mission. We're here to feed everyone. God's here for everyone. Never turn our back on anyone. K-Way, what's up? Steffi, what's up? We're gonna say it real loud.
Feed the block. 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 Feed the block.
I gotta feed the block, I gotta take care of my flock. I traded in my record for a speaker, cause I want them to hear me knock. First step is to reach them, second step is to feed them. Give them something that's gonna stick to their soul, not something that's gonna leave them hungry and thirsty, searching for more. My food, real flavor, what's not to adore. These kids be starving, I'm giving them Jesus in a sandwich, something like gourmet galore. Look, I'm whipping, I'm flipping, I'm whisking, I'm dipping. You know what's up when K, we step in the kitchen. Just tell me what you need. Hey, you need a piece of chicken?
Feed the block, feed the block. Feed the block, 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 feed the block.
We outreach on every level. Preparing meals, clothing people, from driving groups to churches, to listening to their problems, seeing how things work. We love on them, never giving up on them. It's a love movement, we're mission driven, bringing people together, feed the block. Isaiah 58:7, is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh, feed the block.
Feed the block, 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 feed the block.